NBAWire.com Fast Break on ESPN 700 continues. We are in Houston with Jenny Dial Creech of the Houston Chronicle. Jenny, you don't have a whistle with you, do you? I know you're at the airport getting ready to head out. You're not going to – no fouls called at the airport.
No kidding. I'm about done with the fouls at this point in this series.
Wow, 96 last night. And what was the feeling around? Was everyone after a while looking around? And I know the – you know, the Clippers were upset with the disparity.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Clippers were upset with it, but at the same time, they were intentionally fouling a lot. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting mix there. And he just had a much more aggressive James Harden. He's, you know, in the first game, he really wasn't driving the lane and getting to the, you know, free throw line like he has all season. And last night, I think he did a lot more of that. And, you know, it's just, that's what's going to happen when he gets into that mode. But because they were intentionally fouling and in the bonus so much, it just, you know, was bound to happen. It was such a strange game all around, you know, with the fouling, all the stoppages from the fouling, and then also the shot clock not working and that causing a delay. And for the whole fourth quarter, they basically didn't play with one. You know, they had him in the corners, and it was a strange game, a very long, strange game.
Well, it did give Joey Crawford a chance to get some extra TV time, and he always loves that.
Absolutely. He's fun to watch, I tell you what. That's a whole other side of entertainment from the game when you have Joey Crawford officiating.
Well, I'm just wondering if there is such a thing as the rest rust. Because I've noticed it throughout sports, when a team gets 5 or 6 days off, they end their series, they sit around, and then they get ready and they come out. And the other team, you'd think would be worn out, but they're in rhythm playing every other day. And you think maybe there was a little bit of that with the Rockets?
Yeah, maybe a little. I think, too, the Rockets have come out strong in both the games. I think that the Clippers are on a high from beating the defending champs, as they should be at merit. They're playing, you know, with a lot of adrenaline. And also, Blake Griffin is just playing on another level right now. And when you have a guy on your team doing that, everyone's going to feed off of it. It hasn't mattered that they've had Chris Paul out, because Blake Griffin is just, I've never seen him play like this. It's the best he's played in his career, in my opinion, and he's stringing it together consistently. The Rockets kind of figured out some things to do against him late in the game yesterday, and I'll be interested to see if they can do that longer and more of it. But they could do it because DeAndre Jordan was sitting in foul trouble, and Dwight Howard and Trevor Ariza could double team Blake Griffin basically, and that kind of took him out of rhythm a little bit offensively. But he's really just been, like I said, on another level in this series, and I think that goes a long way.
It does, and I agree. I watched a lot of the Spurs series, obviously, and he really has arrived at that next level of superstardom, and his ability to involve his teammates with really unbelievable passing. You know, he's really learned. It's fun to watch a guy come into the league and be so talented and gifted physically, and then really start to understand the game, and then everybody starts to trust him, and it's so much fun to watch. And then you guys have Beard over there. I mean, the thing that I love about Harden is 32 points on 17 shots. You know, that's not Russell Westbrook. That's a guy getting his teammates involved, being patient, and still getting his.
Yeah, the thing about James Harden that I think is so much better about him this season as opposed to last year, I mean, he's such a talented basketball player. We know that. I mean, we've seen what he can do, especially when he goes off. But the way he's getting his teammates involved, the way he's facilitating the offense, I mean, he's basically running the point in a lot of situations for the Rockets this season. And also defensively, he's gotten so much better. He got in a little bit of foul trouble last night, but a couple of the fouls anyway. I thought he was, it's a weird thing to say, but I thought he was playing a little too hard. He was a little too eager. You know, he wanted it a little too much. And as soon as he kind of calmed down, and they had to sit him for a while with four fouls, when he came back in, he just deferred right back to his game and the way he's been playing all year, and we saw an explosive James Harden in that fourth quarter. And he really does have the ability to sort of take over the game. And when you have a healthy Dwight Howard involved as well, one of them is going to draw attention, and it makes the Rockets a harder team to guard. So moving forward, Dwight Howard's been phenomenal in the playoffs. Last year and this year, he's playing great basketball in the postseason. So now that Harden's kind of picking up his game on that big stage as well, if you have both of them playing at a high level, you really do, if you're the Clippers or any other team, you have decisions you have to make about what you're going to do about both of them. And that's what the Rockets need. They need the other team to have to adjust to those two guys playing at a high level.
You mentioned the foul trouble and Kevin McHale really rolling the dice, sitting Beard early, 10:32 left in the third quarter when Harden picked up his fourth. And that was a little bit of a leap of faith in Harden's teammates, and it worked out okay.
Yeah, it did. And I think McHale knows that saving James for those end-of-game moments, those end-of-game close game situations is where he can really shine. And I know that had to have been a tough decision to sit him in that. You want your best players in the game, certainly. But I think it did pay off, and I think he knows his personnel well enough to know that putting James back in late in the game was going to help them a little bit more than having him in there while they were trying to make that run. And Dwight Howard had the four fouls too, and he probably at that point was kind of like, you got to leave one in. You leave one on the bench just in case, so that you can have one of them in the game at all times.
Who's been the biggest surprise on your Rockets team? Who has stepped up and really given the team a lift?
Well, in the first round, I think it was Josh Smith was the big surprise, but he really hasn't hit that stride yet in this series. So it'll be interesting to see if he can pick that up, because what he did against the Mavericks was really impressive, and I think he turned a lot of heads. I think that Corey Brewer has continued to just really be a force for this Rockets team. The energy level he provides off the bench doesn't always show on the stat sheet, but you can just see him kind of get this team rallying and going, and I think that's been huge for them. And he also just, presents another defensive challenge. You can put him out there and you can put him on several different guys, similar to what you can do with Trevor Ariza, where you can have him guarding the one through the four, and he's capable of doing that.
Okay, going forward, you've had a chance to watch Chris Paul on the bench walk around. Never mind what the Clippers are saying. It's kind of a shame that superstar, that big piece of the Clippers, big win over the Spurs, has not been able to perform. Do you see him being able to perform game 3 and 4 and anywhere close to who Chris Paul is?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really curious to see what's going to happen with that, but I have a feeling they're going to let him go in game 3. They're going to need him. Austin Rivers has done a good job, but, you want your stars out there if you can. And, it is a shame, but I think at this point in the season we run into seeing everybody injured. I mean, the Rockets have two of their starters from the season, Pat Beverly, the point guard, and Donatas Motiejunas, who started at power forward for most of the year, on the bench with injuries, and they're, not coming back. So I think teams make adjustments at this point to that. But certainly, for the sake of the series and for the sake of the fans, we'd love to see him back out there because it makes the game more interesting.
Right. Do the Rockets sense a real opening because the Clippers did them a favor, knocked off the Spurs? Not that maybe Houston didn't think they could beat the Spurs, but still, when the champ's out, it seems like everybody has a little bit more of a bounce in their step because there's a big prize there.
Right. I mean, I think, that they're not going to say it or probably
right.
Don't spend a ton of time thinking about it. But really, I mean, look, the team that won it last year is not going to win it this year. It's somebody else's to get, and I think that's certainly in the air with every team right now. And, the Rockets have played the Spurs 3 times this year, familiar with them. And with the Clippers, they played them 4 times as well, too, but they didn't have Dwight Howard for all 4 games. The Clippers didn't have Blake Griffin for 2 of them. So this series is interesting, just in terms of a lot of things that are happening they're kind of new to each other. So, I think anytime the defending champ goes down, there's a sense among the league that it's like it's someone else's to take this year.
Right. All right. Well, you're heading west, and I know that covering the playoffs is difficult, and I know you're going to do a good job, but, I mean, come on, you're going to L.A. Is there a little bit of Jenny Dial Creech time coming up here?
Oh, gosh, I wish, but I'm not real sure that the Rockets are going to give me much of that. But, I love doing it. If my stressful days involve me sitting at a basketball game, I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Jenny Dial Creech of the Houston Chronicle covers the Houston Rockets and having a good time here in the playoffs. Thank you so much for joining us here on NBAWire.com Fast Break on ESPN 700.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. I'll tweet you the link when we get it posted. Thanks, Jenny.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks a bunch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.